truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. A recall of a large number of MAN, TGS and TGX series trucks has been initiated after a possible drive axle issue was identified. The recall action being overseen by the ACCC, it affects more than 1,100 MAN trucks in total. All of the affected vehicles were available for sale and delivered to customers between the 1st of January 2008 and the 1st of August this year. The recall notice advising that on certain 6x4 and 8x4 TGS and TGX chassis fitted with the D26 engine and HY D1370, HY1315 axles, the second rear axle prop shaft may fail prematurely on vehicles operating in conditions under high loads. Owners of affected vehicles should contact their nearest MAN dealer to have their vehicle's second rear axle prop shaft replaced at no cost to the owner. Further details also available from the MAN Trucks and Bus Australia website or by calling 1-800-676-711. More details, including the VIN numbers of all the affected trucks, available at heavyvehicles.com.au. Interest in looking at diesel alternatives could be on the wane in the US, at least temporarily, with truck sales data showing a big slowdown in natural gas-powered trucks. ACT Research say there's been a 28% reduction in sales of heavy-duty trucks in the US powered by natural gas. The steep decline comes after a 13% increase in the sale of the diesel alternative vehicles in the market last year. So why are truck purchases steering clear of natural gas in 2018, especially after the strong take-up last year? Well, General Manager of ACT Research, Ken Veith, says that can be put down primarily to lower diesel prices. He says with the narrowed fuel price spread between diesel and natural gas, it really isn't surprising that sales of natural gas units have softened. Freightliner Trucks will partner with this year's Movember event, which supports men's mental health. Truck manufacturer says it's getting behind Movember, which challenges men to grow a mustache during the month of November, because men's mental health is a particularly important issue within the Australian road transport industry. In addition to making a significant donation to the Movember Foundation, Freightliner and its 46-strong dealership network will be participating in Movember and raising additional funds. The support of the Male Focus campaign comes at a busy time for Freightliner. The brand is currently trialling its new truck model in Australia, the Cascadia. You can check out our first drive review of the truck right now at heavyvehicles.com.au. No word yet on any local ramifications. However, Kenworth in the US has let us know that they're changing over to a more modern wiring and electrical system for a number of their local models. It'll be Kenworth T680, 880 and W990 models, none of which are currently available locally, fitted with PACCAR MX-11 and MX-13 engines that get the new electronic system first. Kenworth USA telling us the upgrade brings a simplified wiring configuration, providing control system feedback to drivers and leveraging Davy 4 diagnostic tools to speed up service and repairs. Kenworth also saying they're providing an industry standard interface for connecting telematics and electronic body controls to the system. Meantime, Kenworth Australia has an all-new website with added info and functionality. Kenworth.com.au is the web address. Unveiled by PACCAR, they tell us the new Kenworth Australia website has been designed to offer simple navigation through the truck manufacturer's range of products and services. Some of the key features of the new Kenworth website include all-inclusive truck model pages, including detailed information on the exterior and interior of each truck, application suitability and available configurations, safety options, and an image gallery of trucks in application. Check it out now, kenworth.com.au, or find the link from our website. The boom in construction, particularly in the eastern states in recent times, has seen massive growth in tipper truck sales. Naturally, a lot of the focus has gone on the big boys and their toys, but of course sales of light-duty tippers have also gone ahead in leaps and bounds. Isuzu recently introduced a new three-way tipper in their light-duty truck offering, the N-Series. There's also a range of updates and improvements being made to the model for 2019. But just as importantly, now is a great time to consider investing in a new Isuzu N-Series tipper. Isuzu telling us there are significant price reductions available right now across their ready-to-work tipper range. In total, there are 15 different variants of the truck on offer, including models that are able to be driven on a car license, those that have an automated manual transmission, and even all-wheel drive variants as well. Having trucks sitting idle on traffic-jammed roads cost the US road transport industry more than $74 billion US dollars in operation costs in 2016. That total equates to more than 104 billion Australian dollars. The cost of traffic congestion on road transport has been revealed in new data released by the American Transportation Research Institute. The 2016 total represented a 0.5% increase over 2015 and amounted to nearly 1.2 billion hours of lost productivity. The ATRI saying most of the lost productivity was recorded, perhaps not unexpectedly, in cities. In fact, 91% of the total congestion costs occurred in densely populated urban areas.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.